You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Yeah. What's going on, buddy? How's it going?
It's going good, man. You know, fantasy football is over, but we love talking football, so we're here breaking down the wild card weekend, and I am excited to get into it.
No lie. I guess we can start saying we got more than 18 years, I guess, at this point. Am I right?
Yeah, it's looking like 20 after this season.
Put a little 20 spot on it. I love it. And we got some people in the comments. Huss popping in. What up, Bandy and Trey? What up, Huss? Hope you're loving that Manscaped thing you got. That performance package was awesome. I'm glad you got it, buddy. And Albert, as always, popping in. Self helps. What up, Albert? Always coming in to say hi. We love it. Jason Voorhees, what up? Don't kill me.
Coming in on Friday the 13th, boy. He's here.
Oh, Tommy, we are back. You already know. Let's get ready to rumble. Chris, that's right. And Huss has got to make sure we realize fantasy football is not over if you are in some hustler playoff leagues, which I am in, so... He's right. But for the majority of people, you know, that's how it is. But, guys, before we move on, we're going through all the games this week. We're kind of breaking them down a little bit, telling what we think is going to happen. But before we get started, guys, we got to tell you about Trophy Smack. Look, the end of the season didn't go as planned. I've said this before, but listen, if you did manage to pull a victory, guys, you got to go to Trophy Smack. Use our link, trophysmack.com/4thandflex. It's in the description. Guys, get you a belt, get you a ring, get you something pretty to put on your finger. I love it. Trophy Smack. So you can talk that smack, baby.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. But let's go ahead and jump to a game, Trey. Let's get it started. This wild card weekend, we got the Seahawks at the 49ers, 4:30 Eastern on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 41.5 points. DraftKings has the 49ers winning by 9.5. I said this Tuesday, and I'll say it again. I think the Seahawks win this game, man. And the money line, you're getting plus 370 odds picking the Seahawks, just the money line. Ooh, and I know everybody thinks the Niners are just built different and they've got it going. And if it was any other team in this position, I would take the Niners. But I like Seattle to win here.
Damn! Trey, you got some balls, my boy. 49ers to, I think the 49ers have got to take this game. It's just that team is just, it's just too good, man. Brock Purdy coming in, tearing it up. I mean, doesn't have to do much. CMC could be playoff comeback player of the year, which I did predict in the beginning of the season, just saying. What do you think?
I will say, you know, playoffs are different for teams where, you know, they're not just, you know, playing to win. They're playing for their season. I mean, if they lose, they go home and they're done. You know, some of these guys might not come back next year. So you play with a lot more heart in the playoffs. And I just think that the Geno Smith crew with Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Kenneth Walker doing his thing, and Pete Carroll, who actually does really well at coaching in the playoffs, despite the play that he did against the Patriots.
That's exactly where my mind went, dude. I saw a game a couple weeks ago where they were like on the 2-yard line, bro, and they had K-9, and they were just trying to shove him in the end zone. All I could think was Pete Carroll is afraid to throw the ball here, and I kind of understand why, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, Geno Smith has the highest pass percentage in the league right now at almost 70%. I think he's only thrown a couple interceptions. I mean, this dude, I'm telling you that he's here to prove something. You know, they wrote him off, but he didn't write back.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But who do you think in this game is going to make a big difference, Trey? Seahawks or the 49ers, whichever side?
So, first of all, it's obviously Kenneth Walker. I think will make a huge difference in this game. Obviously, the Niners' defense is really good. So is Kenneth Walker. I think that's really going to be also the triple threat at tight end that the Seahawks have, you know, with Noah Fant and Will Disley. All those guys at the tight end position, you know, it's kind of hard to tell who's getting the ball when they have so much versatility there. And Geno Smith, man, like I say, he's the heart really matters in it. And I think he really wants to prove himself, you know, in this game. But I do think on the Niners side of the ball, I mean, they're just stacked. Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy apparently is part of that stack somehow. we'll see if he can really meet expectations in a playoff type scenario.
I will say this. They were talking, you know, they said he hasn't played enough games yet, but they were saying that Brock Purdy could have been a shoe-in for Rookie of the Year.
I mean, if he makes it to the Super Bowl, go ahead, get down.
Sir Bones a lot here in the clouds.
Bones a lot.
That's my dude. I love that dude. Tommy, hopefully the Bucks beat the dog poop out of them cow biatches. Cow biatches. That's a direct quote. I'm looking at this Jason Voorhees here. It's Friday the 13th, right? That's got to be Antonio, right?
Probably.
That's
got
to be Antonio. Antonio, if that's you, round off, buddy. I'm pretty sure it is. But, yeah. I mean, do you think CMC in this game, I think, actually, is going to be the difference maker? I mean, they could throw the ball to him. He could catch, all that stuff. I mean, I just think CMC is going to be the difference maker here.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the difference maker every year with the Panthers. Hadn't really done much because they don't have really a team to carry him. The Niners are kind of built for that. So CMC could really go crazy. But I really think that it's going to shock people and this team is going to crumble in this playoff game against the Seahawks. Just want to say, the Seahawks have won 15 of the last 18 games against the Niners.
Wow, man. I mean, I as a Bucks fan, I pray, Trey, that you are correct in saying this, but I just don't see it. Guys, in the comments, comment on this video. Let me know what you think. Seahawks or Niners, who is going to take this game? I mean, do you agree with Trey? I mean, is it his loyalty and heart as a Seahawks fan that is making him say the Seahawks are going to win this game? Or do you really believe it? Let me know in the comments, guys.
Let us know.
And, yep, it's Antonio. Can't change my name till tomorrow. I knew it. I knew it was him. What up, Antonio? I love it. I love it, guys. I guess we're going to find out. Maybe we're going to find out. But let's go ahead and keep it rolling, Trey. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Chargers at the Jaguars, 8:15 Eastern on Saturday.
Over under for this game is 46.5 points, and Vegas has the Chargers pick to win by 2.5. The money line for the Chargers is -140, and the Jaguars is +120. Give me another upset here, man. I think the Jaguars take the dub here. Trevor Lawrence is on a high. This whole team is just hype train. You know, they got the coach out of the way, the terrible kicker out of the way. And pretty boy Trevor Lawrence, man, he's really stepping it up. I think he comes in and takes charge. The Chargers are, no pun intended, the Chargers are really on a decline, man. And with Mike Williams, you know, potentially out, I just think they don't have what it takes in playoff scenario yet.
Yeah, I mean, I also got the Jaguars winning this game. I think it's possible that Brandon Staley, the Chargers coach's job, could be at stake if he doesn't win this game. I mean, I love the way he coaches. I love both of these coaches here, man. The Chargers, Brandon Staley, I mean, I love how he is willing to risk it, you know, for any fourth down. I've seen him do it in on the 30 in their own like area, you know what I mean? Like their own side of the field and go for it on fourth down. I love the guts of this man. But Doug Peterson, I think it's coach versus coach here. And I just think Doug Peterson is the better coach here. So the Jaguars, I think, take this win. Trey, what do you think? ATN going to be a big deal in this game?
For sure, ETN will be a big deal. But I think that everybody on the Jaguars are going to be a big deal in this game. And, you know, the Jags have won all of their last five conference games. So that's a big plus there. On top of that, you know, I know that the Chargers are pretty good against the pass right now. I think they're number one against DVOA over the back half of the year. So I really think ETN is going to be necessary for this win. And also Jamichael Hasty, I think, gets a couple good bursts in there.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like every game he gets a little something going. And then you're like, man, where was this guy at when we needed him in the fantasy season? Right?
No doubt.
But ETN, man, he has been a difference maker, I believe, for that team. And Trevor Lawrence has stepped it up. We're starting to see why he was a first round pick, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. See, what I think needs to happen, and this is just my own coaching etiquette on this. You send Christian Kirk straight out on the left, Zay Jones straight out on the right, run Evan Engram across the middle, swing ETN out to the side. And you got options, baby.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you got options. The real question that's on everybody's mind, will Trevor Lawrence's hair be a factor in this game, Trey?
Oh, it won't. No. It honestly, my hair gives me strength, and I believe it goes the same way for Trevor Lawrence.
All right. So let's move over to the Chargers side of the ball. What on the team do you think is the reason that they can't pull this victory off?
So Mike Williams is a big factor, you know, if he doesn't make it. I think Austin Ekeler is the only thing that's going to keep them in the chance at victory. You know, Herbert is a good quarterback, and everybody wants him to be great, but he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't shown that he can be great. He's had some amazing games, but it's just not consistent. The consistency is not there. You know, Keenan Allen is good, but he's not great, man. I mean, he is a great, you know, with his shows on his stats, but just playing this year, he just hasn't played great. And Joshua Palmer's really just been a fill-in who's had some exciting games as well. But, like, none of these guys seem to work in tandem together. The games never go off all at the same time for each other. And that's what's going to happen for them to pull the victory against the Jaguars.
Yeah, they've been very injured this year, and I think Keenan Allen has showed up a little more towards the end of the year. It seems like since he's been back, he has been a factor. But it's looking like the decision to play all the starters might have hurt them, because Mike Williams did not look good when he was on that cart, man. He did not look good. I will say that again, because it was scary, man. And there was no reason for them to be in the game. I understand it's football. You want to play, but you got to be smarter. You know, if you want to make a deep playoff run, there's absolutely no reason to have those guys in there. They wouldn't have went up. They wouldn't have went down. They'd have stayed right there, buddy.
No doubt. And will Austin Ekeler play as hard with not having fantasy football on the line? You know?
That is a great question, because in championship week, Ekeler played his butt off, dude. He was running him, dude. I mean,
that's
a touchdown.
He had himself in the championship. He was like, I got to get this money.
You already know. And you know he's probably playing some, like, good leagues. You know what I mean? Ain't no $250, $300 payouts in his leagues. Probably.
No way.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a beast, though. Like, the more I look at him, the more I see what a tank he really is. And I think he's going to be one of the top running backs off the board next year, don't you think?
For sure. And that's the thing with the Chargers to me is, like, their team on paper looks like an unstoppable force. But when they get together, it's like only one of them has a good day. Mm-hmm. And like two or three other ones are going to have a bad day. You know, they're dropping passes, you know, Herbert's throwing a couple interceptions. And they just need to get to where they can all be an unstoppable force together and all, you know, do their job and stay on point. And they could be an unstoppable force, but they just haven't got it together yet.
Yeah, it's true. That's but Chargers at Jaguars on 8:15. I think that's going to be a better game than most people think it's going to be, Trey.
For sure.
But let's keep it moving on to the next game. We've got the Miami Dolphins at Buffalo Bills, 1 Eastern time. First game of the day on Sunday.
Opening over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 10.5. The Dolphins' money line is plus 460. Don't take that because I don't see any way in hell that Skylar Thompson beats the Bills. I mean, and that goes to say, you know, if everything inside of you points you one way, you should always go the other direction. But not this time. I mean, the Bills are just they built on this and they built on this year after year. And this is finally their year where they look like they have opportunity to go far in this playoff. And I don't think the Dolphins with Skylar Thompson stops them.
No. Every time when I watch the games that Skylar Thompson has been the quarterback for, I mean, he's just looking like he's struggling, dude. He's got weapons. You would think any quarterback with those weapons could be okay, like Brock Purdy. They threw him in. He's got weapons. He's using them. But Skylar Thompson, he looks like it's a struggle to get down the field, Trey, like just to get anywhere, man. It's hard to watch, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that the Bills are just going to blow the Dolphins out of the water. I don't think this is going to be just a blowout. I think the Dolphins will be competitive, but it won't be. I'm going to say, like, for the spread is 10.5. I'll say that the Dolphins get within that, but I don't think they get within 3.
I disagree. I don't think they get within that much. I think it's going to be like third, fourth quarter, like Allen and them are sitting on the bench waiting for the next game. That's kind of a feeling I'm getting, bro.
I just know, you know, with Mostert and Hill, it's hard to say that that's just going to be a blowout. You know what I mean? I mean, the Dolphins can run the ball, and they do run the ball well, and they're going to need to stay alive in this game. I still don't think it matters, but I think that's where they stay competitive.
I could see that, but yeah. It feels like they don't believe in Skylar Thompson because he hasn't given them a reason to. Like, Tua's their guy. When Tua is there, they play their asses off, dude.
No doubt.
Without Tua there, it just doesn't feel like they care as much. It is the playoffs, so maybe, you know, it'll kick everybody into the next gear and, you know, they can do big things.
Hey, if Teddy Bridgewater was in this game, I would be more inclined to think it would be a little different.
But, right, exactly. Exactly. I feel the same way, but it seems like every time Teddy gets on the field, Teddy Two Gloves, he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the scary part, but I would feel more comfortable with Bridgewater in the game for sure.
And just a shout out, you know, the Bills have won the last 6 home games against the Dolphins. Like we said, they're going to continue that streak without a doubt.
You think Tyreek is feeling like maybe I should stay with the Chiefs?
No, I mean, you know, injuries happen and everything like that. I think he knows that. And I think that I think pretty much the Dolphins are just like, let's go out, play, have a good time, enjoy this game. No one on the Dolphins expects to win this game. If they do, it'll be because they just had a good time and it just worked out for them. You know what I mean? That kind of scenario. And the Bills basically are going to, the only way the Dolphins win this game is if the Bills play themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. But guys, in the comments, put it down in the comments if you like the Dolphins, you like the Bills in this matchup. I mean, give me a reason why you think the Dolphins even have a chance, and don't just say Tyreek Hill. Mike Gesicki. Man, where has that guy been all year?
Right.
But guys, before we move on to the next game, we got a couple of prop bets for you. We're going to get into our pre-game prop rally right now. Pre-game prop rally. We got some prop bets for you for this upcoming wild card weekend. Trey, what do you got for us?
So I didn't say anything about it when we were talking about the game because specifically I wanted to talk about it in the prop rally.
Me too.
But that's Dawson Knox, anytime touchdown. You're getting it plus 210 odds. You can do even better if you just go over 0.5 reception touchdown, which, I mean, he's a tight end, so he's going to get a receiving touchdown. And that's at 240, plus 240, which I think is great odds. And for the Brave Souls, Dawson Knox getting the first touchdown of the game is plus 900. Now listen, you know, he scored a touchdown in each of his past 4 games. Okay. already. He has scored the first touchdown in each of the past two wild card games that he has played in. So for those, you know, that like to take a risk, I'd go for first touchdown Dawson Knox.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that at all. I mean, that makes sense. Plus 900, huh? I love that. Well, let's stick with the same game for me. And I just want you to say that these bets that I always, the bets that I say on this segment are bets that I'm literally making myself. And I've had a decent streak with these also. I'm going to throw that out there as well. But I've got James Cook plus 5 receptions. Okay. Plus 1050. James Cook, he's been coming on strong. I think they've been getting him ready for a playoff run. The last time that they played the Dolphins, James Cook had 4 receptions, not quite 5. This is a little bit of a long shot. He hasn't had 5, I don't think, all year. However, it's the playoffs. Guys are playing different, and I think they're going to give him more time, Trey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, James Cook has really been stepping it up towards the end of the year. And, you know, maybe they try to, you know, if they take a strong lead in this game, maybe they try to throw some crazy plays out there just to see what they can do with them and get James Cook the ball. So I like it.
Mm-hmm. What else you got, buddy?
My next prop we got for the pregame prop rally. I like Trevor Lawrence at plus 420 for a rushing touchdown. Shout out to the 420 crew. The Chargers pass defense, like I said earlier, is number one over the second half of the year against DVOA. So Trevor Lawrence is going to have to run the ball a little bit. He has got a rushing touchdown in 2 of the last 3 games. With the weight of this game and it being a playoff, I think that they're going to get down there and he's just going to have to take one for the team and go for it, dive for it. And so I like it a lot. Trevor Lawrence getting a rushing touchdown at plus 420.
I love that. I love that. And I can absolutely see it. The Chargers defense, I could see them doing the same thing and just trying to hold at the goal line and then him getting in there. So I like it a lot. But let's go to the Bengals game. I've got Trenton Irwin, the childhood star, over 0.5 receiving over 0.5 receiving touchdown at plus 800. Now, this guy has been coming out. And he's been scoring touchdowns. It seems like everybody's paying attention to Jamar and T and Tyler Boyd. And Trenton Irwin's been sliding in under the radar and getting a touchdown. So receiving touchdown, that could be any time. Plus 800. Take it.
Take it.
Yeah. What do you think? You think Irwin gets one, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, the dude, you know, I every time I hear his name, I'm like, who is that? And I'm like, oh, wait. That's the dude. He just keeps getting touchdowns. So I'm like, you know, go for it. Throw a dot on it.
Exactly. Exactly. And Antonio, a part of the 420 crew, we shout you out, buddy. But guys, that was our pre-game prop rally. I love it. I love it a lot. But we got a job to do. Let's get to the next game, Trey. I'm sorry. I got one more that I wanted to throw out there. I apologize here. But now this is 100% long shot, dart throw, possibly make you a millionaire. Okay. So I got your attention. Okay. Let's see. Seattle to beat the Dolphins in the Super Bowl plus $250,000. $5 makes you a millionaire. What do you think, buddy?
$1 million richer sounds like a great thing. Seattle to beat the Dolphins. I mean, that right there in the Super Bowl, I mean, just to think of the path that they have to go through to get there, you're thinking, you know, Seattle probably has an easier path than the Dolphins by far. Yeah. But then for the Dolphins to beat Kansas City, beat the Bills, you know, beat the Bengals maybe, and then go on to lose to Seattle. That's a tough one, but $5 for a million. Hey, drop it on there.
What do you got to lose besides $5? Right.
Right.
Tommy says, go White Sox. Yeah. What he said. let's keep it going, buddy. Let's get to the next game here. And we have got the Giants at the Vikings 4:30 Eastern time on Sunday.
Over under for this game is 48 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 3. You can get the Giants money line at +130, but I really think the Vikings win this game. I know the Giants have had a great run this year, but look at what they were last year. They've done their effort and they've shown that they can compete, but they're not ready to go further into this playoff. I think that the Vikings have what it takes. I think Kirk O'Chains and his group of people, I said it in the preseason. You know, if I wanted a fantasy team, I wanted all Viking players because this team's offense is insane. I think this is going to be a shootout, but the Vikings will win it by a touchdown.
I don't know, buddy. I love the Giants winning this game. A 61-yard field goal by Greg Joseph is the only thing that saved the Vikings back in the regular season. The Giants seem like they knew how to play the Vikings. Dalvin Cook, did he get hurt? Is Dalvin Cook going to play? Because I thought I seen he got hurt.
Well, yeah, he was injured, but I think he's going to play. I don't even know. You know, it could be one of those things where he just wanted to sit out of practice to make sure he was well rested or whatever.
You know what I was thinking about that? Like, we were talking about how you could drop Alexander Mattinson now because he was the handcuff and Dalvin actually made it through a whole season. And then I thought last game of the year, he gets hurt.
Yeah, right. But I definitely think that, you know, like I said, the playoffs are, you know, you play with more heart, you play with more grit. It could be possibly your last game, depending on who you are as a player. And I just think this Vikings team, man, that their offense is built for success. And with Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and Hockenson, I mean, it's hard to see anybody stopping this team, especially the Giants, in my opinion.
Kirk Cousins in prime time.
I got three words for you. You like that? Yeah!
Has never been pretty, my friend. Never been pretty. That scares me, you know, prime time, 4:30 on Sunday. Can he step it up? I think that's going to be the difference maker here. I think, what do you call him? Daddy Chains, Daddy Coke
Chains. Kirk Chains.
Whatever. Kurt Cobain over there. I think is going to have to step up if they want to beat the Giants. Brian Daboll, I think those guys are just happy to be here. I don't know if they have Super Bowl aspirations, but I do think that they can get past the Vikings here. And Daniel Jones, they declined his fifth-year option at the beginning of the year. Now what? Is he playing for some money? What made him all of a sudden hit that switch? Was it Daboll? What do you think?
It's very possible that it was Daboll. You know, Daniel Jones finally stepping it up. Who knows what will happen to him and how that situation will go. I think, you know, I follow a guy really closely who's a big diehard Giants fan, is in all the press conferences and everything like that, and says that regardless of the outcome of this playoff, that they're getting rid of Daniel Jones. So, you know, that's just his take on from what he knows. But
insider information. You heard it here first, guys.
I will say, though, that just throw the stat out here. The Giants have lost 10 of their last 11 road games against NFC North teams. So just throwing that little stat out there.
And Antonio says, give me the over on Captain Kirk interception. That's your boy, Daddy Gold Chains. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Kirk Cobains.
Kirk Cobain. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, buddy. I don't know, man. I just don't. The Vikings are just so hit or miss. Like, you never know what you're going to get with them. And, I mean, they could hit in the first half and miss in the second, you know? Like,
yeah, I think it'll go the other way, but.
I mean, yeah. I mean, do you think that the Vikings get off to a big lead here, or do you think they suffer?
Oh, no, no. The Giants will have the lead until the fourth quarter, and then the Vikings will come back and win.
Just like all year, how it's went.
Right.
The Vikings pulling it out in the last minute. You know, I think they said that they're the only playoff team to, what, make it to the playoffs with a losing point differential. Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like I said, though, Brian Daboll, I don't know if they have Super Bowl aspirations here, but I do think that they are just happy to be there. You know what I mean?
No, the fans, I'm sure, are happy after, you know, last year there was like no hope left. And nothing really changed too much, but Saquon and Daniel Jones both stepped it up, you know, and they've really carried this team. They finally got some kind of shining lights at wide receiver, but you know, they really did carry them for the first half of the season and really worked together as a team and surprised the hell out of me, honestly.
Heck yeah, man. Me too. But yeah, Giants and Vikings, 4:30. I know you won't miss it, but let's keep it going to the next game. I've got the Ravens at the Bengals, 8:15 Eastern, Sunday Night Football. What do you got, buddy?
So over under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning by 5.5. The Ravens money line is +190. Don't take it. Lamar Jackson is not in this game, which I don't think would have mattered regardless. I mean, Joe Cool is lights out in the playoffs. We saw last year he did his thing. They're right back on track to do the same. I love Joe Burrow to get the dub here.
Yeah, me too. I will say that, what was that? What's that guy's name? Anthony Brown, the guy who quarterbacked the Ravens. He looked like he was, you know, trying to make a comeback in that game. And I feel like the Bengals weren't playing with all their heart either in that game. I mean, T. Higgins, what, one catch for 7 yards? I mean, he's been great all year. I don't think he's done that bad all year. I like the Bengals to win here. Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, he's the man. Yeah, I just don't see the Ravens with what they got over there being able to do it.
I would definitely feel like I would take the under for this game, though. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game because, like I say, the only thing keeping the Ravens alive is their defense. So I think this will be a defensive game, but I do think, you know, probably I would take a Ja'Marr Chase touchdown, maybe a Joe Mixon touchdown. And, you know, I'm thinking even maybe like 17-10. You know, I think is a solid score for this game.
17. You know that sound means Trey's predicting the future, 17 to 10. I don't know. I think it's a little better than that. I'll say, you know, 24-19 or something weird like that. You know what I mean? I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be super high scoring. But I do know and believe the Bengals are going to take the win. I hope they wear them white uniforms, dude. Those are so fresh.
Yeah, I will say this is the least exciting game this weekend for me.
You think?
I think it's going to be probably – I know that the Bills and the Dolphins matchup doesn't sound exciting with Skylar Thompson behind center, but I just like the story of the underdog. And this doesn't even feel like an underdog to me. This just feels like the team that shouldn't be here versus the team that should win the Super Bowl. So,
I mean, what happens if the Ravens upset the Bengals, bro? Can you imagine?
I mean, couldn't even because the Ravens, I just don't think the Ravens are even playoff worthy. I think that they should just not even be in this position. So, I mean, that would really blow me away. I would almost put everything I got on the Bengals getting the dub here.
Yeah. Antonio says, I thought that sound meant take another shot. Oh, man. Is that what you do, man? You play a little game? Here you go, buddy. That's for you, Antonio. Get wasted on us, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Ravens and Bengals, 8:15 Sunday Night Football. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. And that is our Manscaped Playoff Game of the Week.
Yes, sir. Manscaped Playoff Game of the Week. Guys, let's take a second and talk about Manscaped. Okay, we've talked about them. If you've been on our show before, you know we love Manscaped. We've given away performances packages. You get the Lawnmower 4.0. It's the best below-the-belt trimmer that you can get on the market. I mean, all the Walmart knockoffs and all these things just don't meet the expectations that this thing does. I promise you that we would not back a product that we didn't use and love ourselves. I use this thing almost every day. I mean, they got the freaking boxers, the Manscaped boxers, the 2.0s. They're so comfortable. I'm a server outside of this job, and I wear these boxers because they're anti-chafing boxers, and they really do work. You know, I can tell when I wear my regular old boxers that, you know, my legs are raw at the end of the day. I got some thick thighs, but these anti-chafing boxers, man, they keep me nice and dry and clean and ready to go. You guys, if you go to Manscaped, you can use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. I've already had a couple people reach out to me and tell me that they did the same. Get the performance package or just get the 4.0 and test it out, whatever you want to do. But if you use our code, you'll get 20% off and you'll thank us later. And so will your balls.
Your balls will. Thank you. I love it, Trey. You heard him. Manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20. Hey, send us a screenshot if you do that. We had a guy do that for us, and I tell you, it really made me feel good in my heart to know that his balls will be thanking him, and I guess his balls will be thanking us a little bit too, right, Trey?
Yeah. 20% of his balls, anyway.
Exactly. Guys, manscaped.com. Check them out. But let's move on to the Manscaped game of the week, and it is Monday Night Football, the Cowboys at the Buccaneers, 8:15 Eastern, Monday night.
Over under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 3. Obviously, give me the upset here. Bucks money line is +140. The Cowgirls are going home crying. They've barely edged by the end of the season. They've looked terrible. You got Tom Brady in the playoffs. What more is there to say? Quick stat for you. Teams with a sub 500 record in wild card round are 8-1 against spread. So take the Bucks here. I just think the Bucks win this game, man. Dak Prescott and them don't have what it takes. And Tom Brady, we know he has what it takes, regardless of what team he has around him.
I mean, you know what I'm going to say here, right?
You're saying Cowboys win?
What? No, do not quote me with saying that. I did not say the Cowboys win. The Bucks, I believe, I hope, I pray that we don't get knocked out of the playoffs from the Cowboys. I mean, that would be pretty much my worst nightmare, if I'm being completely honest. Yes, the Cowboys have been playing bad, but that was just, you know, the last couple of games they've been playing bad. They say that the best way, most teams go on a hot streak into the playoffs, through December into the playoffs, and the Cowboys have been the opposite of that. Tom Brady, the GOAT, when it meant everything, when everything was on the line, Trey threw for 435 yards, 3 touchdowns, snuck one in also, so a 4-touchdown game for the GOAT, Tom Brady. He says they're healthier than they have ever been. It's going to be a banger, bro. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to say, like, you know, if you have any heart in this game, you're going to need some Advil and a cigarette, because this game is going to be a nail biter. I think the Cowboys will have the lead up until 2 minutes left in the game. It'll be back and forth, and Brady will do what Brady does and have a comeback victory. And you'll breathe a sigh of relief after it's over, and you'll be like, man, that shit was stressful.
I can't, bro. I just can't. I hope you're wrong. I don't want to be so disappointed in my team throughout the whole game and then be super psyched at the end. I want them to jump out to a big lead and just coast. Oh, God, dude. So let's talk about some of the players in this game, Trey. On the Bucs side, who has to step up to take the victory here?
Well, obviously, if Mike Evans can step up like he did last week, you know, I think that he really turned on the Jets. And was that last week or the week before?
It was 2 weeks ago. But
2 weeks ago. Okay, yeah. And Brady come out and was like, if you didn't start Mike Evans in fantasy, you know, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. And, you know, Mike Evans had a terrible year. But if he steps it up like he did there, I think they easily win this game. It's going to be big on penalties for the Bucs. I think the Bucs, one of their hardest defenders against them this year has been penalties. So they need to watch that. Godwin, you know, he's been pretty the best, I think probably the most consistent player on the team this year. And so as long as he continues doing his thing, but Lenny has to be the man too. Lenny can't be having a down game, you know.
Hey, it's playoffs, so that means playoff Lenny should be in full effect. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And I'd like to see Rashad White get in there a little bit. You know, I think they need a little, you know, he ate his vegetables, you know, and he needs to get in there, get a little fresh meat on the table and show out in the playoffs.
I love that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look and see what the odds are for Rashad White 0.5 over receiving touchdown, because I think he gets one in this game, Trey. Tommy says, hit like, support these two cool dudes. Thank you, Tommy. I really appreciate that very much. Tommy, that's awesome, man. Guys, you heard Tommy. Don't forget to like this video for us, guys. That helps us out tremendously. You have no idea how much that helps get our content out there and get more eyes on us, which would be amazing for us. Guys, don't forget, if you're not already, please subscribe to the channel. Guys, the playoffs has started. So that means we're about to find out who's going to the Super Bowl. And as soon as we know who's going to the Super Bowl, Aaron Jones' jersey is going to somebody. It's going to somebody. I mean, you can ask Huss. You can ask Tommy. You can ask Drew. Huss won a performance package. He got his gear. Drew won a Manscaped flag. He got his gear. Tommy won a Manscaped package also. I don't have that picture in here. I'm sorry, Tommy. I love
Cody it, got the DeAndre Swift signed jersey.
Yep. I mean, we are giving stuff away to people that support us because, I mean, that's what we love to do. And, guys, I mentioned at the beginning, I'm going to mention at the end, trophysmack.com/4thandflex. Guys, you go on there. There's a wheel, right? There's some free stuff on the wheel. You spin that sucker, and, I mean, you can win some free right there on Trophy Smack, or you'll just get a super cool discount, man. And, you know, what would be better than to have – I mean, I want a championship ring sitting right there on my shelf, dude. Just bling. Just every time the light hits it, you just get a little – just glish right in the light. You know what I mean? Oh, Trophy God. Smack. You can talk that smack. Guys, I love it. I love it. Sir Pongsalat at 420 Hustler Network on the clock. And Tommy says, I win. Sir Pongsalat letting Huss know he's on the clock in the playoff draft. I love it, buddy. Trey, give us your final thought. Wild card weekend. What do you got for us?
I got a lot of upsets. I've got some pretty easy victories. But all in all, I've got a great weekend of football, and I see it coming. I can't wait. Monday night game is obviously going to be the best game of the week. Be ready. You know, have your tissues and your cigarettes handy because it's going to be a stress ball.
And for Antonio, make sure you have your alcohol ready. Just one couple for the road, buddy. A couple for the road. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace out. Blah.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh. It's Trey and Bandy. We're going to help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of cake. We're going to give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe. Follow 4th and Flex. Be your ride or die.
This your boy, Bandy. Got my boy, Trey, over there. 4th and Flex. Podcast. 4thandflex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.